From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tony Blair says he'll step down as Prime Minister of Britain before next fall, and that means his replacement will take over before the next general election. His replacement is expected to be Gordon Brown, currently the Chancellor of the Exchequer, or Finance Minister. But there are some in the ruling Labour Party who have doubts about Brown. They wonder if his serious image will work against him in the age of TV spin. NPR's Rob Gifford has this profile from London.
Faced earlier this year with putting forward the lighter side of a politician generally seen as rather serious, some bright spark in Gordon Brown's office had an idea. Brown was persuaded to suggest in an interview that his iPod had tracks on it by a new British band called the Arctic Monkeys. Bang-ba-ba-bango! The improbability of the dour 55-year-old Scotsman preparing for a day of fiscal policy at the Treasury listening to guitar thrash then clearly caused a rethink. And at the Labour Party convention this fall, Gordon Brown came clean about who he is and why he'll be standing for leader of the Labour Party.
It'll not be a surprise to you to learn I'm more interested in the future of the Arctic Circle than the future of the Arctic Monkeys. Some people see politics as spectacle. I see politics as service, because it's through service that you can make a difference and you can help people change their lives.
The son of a Scottish minister of the church, Brown is known as a very moral, very honest and very prudent politician who's presided for a decade over an unprecedented boom in the British economy. Known by friends and enemies alike for his razor-sharp intellect, he holds a PhD in history from the University of Edinburgh, Brown is also a fervent campaigner for debt reduction in the developing world. And up close, in an age where image and spin are paramount, he shows a lot more of the personal touch than some might give him credit for.
It's a great day for Fife. It's a great day for all who think and are concerned about healthcare and the well-being of people.
Brown was recently joined by his wife Sarah and two small children when he opened a cancer care centre in his hometown of Kirkcaldy, which he represents as a member of the British Parliament.
Questions for advice. I think that's my son, man. he's woken up to the fact that I'm speaking. And he does this every time. I've got two sons. One falls asleep and one...
Ellie Porter worked closely with Gordon Brown and his wife as a fundraiser for the Cancer Care Centre. She says, yes, Brown may be a little dour, but he's much more real than Tony Blair, and she says people like that.
I think Tony Blair's very much out of that London mould where the whole marketing and PR machine seems to move behind it, but there's never a feeling that that is the case with Gordon Brown. He just does the job and lets the results speak for themselves.
The Blair-Brown partnership has been at the heart of making the Labour Party electable, but there have been tensions too. According to British political folklore, the two did a deal in 1994 that Blair would stand unopposed for the party's leadership and then, if he became Prime Minister in 1997, would hand over to Brown after 1.5 terms. But, so say the insiders, Blair went back on his promise and stood and won a second and then a third term. Now, finally, Gordon Brown almost has his hands on the prize. The problem is, he now also has 10 years of Tony Blair's political baggage to deal with, most notably the very unpopular war in Iraq. Mark Leonard of the Centre for European Reform is a close observer of British politics.
Unlike Tony Blair, who was having to define his premiership against the Conservatives, Gordon Brown will have to define himself as much against Tony Blair as against the Conservatives.
With a new young leader called David Cameron, recently chosen to lead the opposition Conservatives, Brown is expected to have a fight on his hands at the next election due in 2009, when he'll look to put some more distance between himself and Tony Blair. Labour Party Member of Parliament Joan Ruddock says there's no area that needs more distance from Tony Blair's policies than the so-called special relationship with the United States.
What I hope from Gordon Brown is that he will redefine the special relationship, that we will endeavour as the UK to get more in return for that special relationship. That's been the huge failure of the Prime Minister, that he has given all, but he has got virtually nothing in return.
However, Brown is a very pro-American politician, and he's unlikely to change Britain's stance on major issues such as Iraq. Tony Blair is likely to step down by the summer. Gordon Brown must be thinking not a moment too soon and hoping it's not all just a few years too late. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.